McDonald's plant-based burger is popping up in more locations. One family dining chain is getting into the fast casual business. And Dutch Bros has a focus that's wider than coffee. This is RB Daily, your quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm Heather Lally, senior editor at RB.
And I'm Pat Kobe, senior editor at RB. McDonald's is planning to sell its McPlant in more places. The burger chain said on Thursday that it plans to expand its 8-store operations test to 600 stores in the Dallas and San Francisco markets. The expanded test will be designed to see how much demand for the plant-based burger there really is. The expanded test comes months after a Wall Street analyst said such an expansion was coming. That analyst also speculated that the product could be due for a nationwide introduction as early as next year.
The Friendly's family dining chain plans to give the fast casual market a try with the opening of a new concept next month called Friendly's Cafe. The store will measure only 2,700 square feet, or half the size of some traditional Friendly's restaurants. Guests will order at the counter or via a QR code at their tables, with the meals delivered by runners. Several accommodations will be made to off-premise business, according to management. 4 parking spaces will be reserved for curbside pickup, and an interior area will be reserved for retrieving takeout orders.
Who are Dutch Bros' biggest competitors? It's not who you think. The chain says that energy drink companies like Monster and Red Bull are as much a part of the company's competitive set as Dunkin' and Starbucks. Almost a quarter of the chain's sales comes from its Blue Rebel energy drinks. The company also does more business in the afternoon than it does in the morning, and less than 20% of its sales are hot coffee. In addition, Dutch doesn't sell drip coffee, a popular product at coffee chains. Dutch's popularity coincides with the growing popularity for energy and other alternative beverages.
TGI Fridays is bringing back fan favorite menu items with its new remixed and remastered limited time menu. The culinary team kept the nostalgia but updated a number of the appetizers, entrees, desserts, and drinks with new twists. Included in the lineup are a cheesier bacon cheeseburger, mac and cheese bites elevated with bacon and a side of poblano queso for dipping, and an indulgent Oreo Madness fully stuffed dessert featuring house-made giant Oreo cookies stuffed with cookies and cream ice cream. So many requests came in for comebacks that Fridays had customers vote to narrow down the greatest hits.
Cooper's Hawk is getting into pizza. The upscale casual dining concept is launching a pair of new restaurants this year. One of them, Piccolo Buco by Cooper's Hawk, is a Neapolitan-style concept done in collaboration with Luca Issa, owner of Piccolo Buco in Rome. The other is Esquire by Cooper's Hawk, which will feature a chef-in-residence series, starting with Tom Colicchio and followed by Carla Hall in midsummer. Both restaurants are expected to open in Chicago this summer.
Levy, the arena and stadium food service giant, is launching a high-tech innovation studio to partner with startups and others to develop new technology for its venues. The new venture, called DBK Studio, is, quote, aimed at creating the next generation of truly frictionless experiences for guests and team members, Levy said in a statement. DBK's initial partnerships will focus on commerce, product optimization, business intelligence, sustainability, and venue and staff management.
And that'll do it for today's edition of RB Daily. Find a new episode every weekday, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Pat Kobe.
And I'm Heather Lally. Have a great day.